January 25th, 1998, Super Bowl 32 in San Diego, California, featuring two of the game's most prolific quarterbacks, John Elway and Brett Favre. One of the most memorable games in franchise history as the Broncos took on the defending Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. Trailing 7-0 in the first quarter, it was no secret who Denver was going to ride for their first score as running back Terrell Davis played good old smash-mouth football. TD was responsible for 42 of the Broncos' 53 yards on their opening drive. Following the block of Mark Schlereth, Davis punched it in from 1 yard out to even the score at 7. Later in the first, strong safety Tyrone Braxton comes through in the clutch, picking off Favre, and the Broncos would capitalize. On 3rd and 1 from the Green Bay 1 yard line, the Broncos used another running threat, with the Packers keying on Terrell Davis. Future Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway perfectly executes the play fake and saunters into the end zone untouched, giving the Broncos a 14-7 lead. On the ensuing Green Bay drive, the Denver defense shined once again as Steve Atwater sacked Brett Favre on the safety blitz. Favre coughed up the ball, and defensive end Neil Smith jumped on the turnover. Smith's recovery helped set up Jason Elam's 51-yard field goal to put the Broncos ahead 17-7. But the fireworks were just starting. With the game tied at 17 in the third quarter, the Broncos' offense went to work. John Elway hit wide receiver Ed McCaffrey for a 36-yard strike to get into Green Bay territory. After missing the entire second quarter with a migraine, Terrell Davis was back and gained 8 tough yards on this run. But on 3rd and 6 from the Green Bay 12-yard line, it was the play of the game for the Broncos.
Packers jumping around, they rush 4. Plenty of time for John, now squeezes, steps up in the pocket. Elway can run. Come on, John, come on. Inside the 10, head first. He flies inside the 5-yard line.
My goodness. You want to tell me the 37-year-old man doesn't want to win this game?
Man, oh man.
That sacrifice, oh man.
The greatest 8-yard run in Super Bowl history by John Elway on 3rd down.
After Elway's heroic helicopter 8-yard first down run, Terrell Davis would crash into the end zone for his 2nd touchdown of the game, giving the Broncos a 24-17 lead. Now, late in the 4th, with the game tied at 24 and the world championship on the line, Elway and the Broncos' offense would not be denied. Just before the 2-minute warning, Elway finds TD's backfield mate Howard Griffith, who rumbles 23 yards to the Packers' 8-yard line. Just 3 plays later from the 1, it was who else?
Long count, Davis. It is a rocking standing up. Can you stay? Device in the lead.
TD set a Super Bowl record with his 3rd rushing touchdown, giving Denver a 31-24 lead. But with 1 minute and 45 seconds remaining, the Broncos' defense would have to preserve the lead. On 3rd down and 6 from the Denver 31, Favre attempted a pass to Robert Brooks. The Broncos' secondary of Steve Atwater and Randy Hilliard thwarted the attempt, but in the process, both were injured on the play. It came down to 1 final Green Bay attempt.
Blitz is on. Favre hit as he throws. Pass is going to be incomplete. Denver holds. Denver's going to win it. Oh, baby, they're going to win this thing. Are you kidding me?
With 153 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns, Terrell Davis earned the MVP. But following the victory, it was John Elway, the 37-year-old quarterback and first-time world champion, who was raised to his teammates' shoulders. And in the Lombardi Trophy ceremony, Broncos owner Pat Bowlen uttered these now famous words.
This one's for John.